Fortunately for all of us, the legislature did some things that are going to be worth talking about. So this session, no one exactly knew what to expect coming in, given the dynamics of the membership in both chambers. So it was a little interesting going in to figure out what would be coming out at the other side. This session, over 6,300 bills and resolutions were filed. Actually, it was close to around 6,500. By the time all things were said and done on June 1, just over 1,300 bills had passed. So I'm obviously going to cover only a handful of those today, so you'll all be thankful for that. The first couple of bills I do want to talk about were non-controversial bills from the DeBar standpoint. So let's start with Senate Bill 354 or 534, which is the attorney's oath. SB 534 amends the attorney's oath for attorneys who are going to be admitted to practice in Texas beginning on September 1st. The addition to that oath is what has become known as the civility clause, in which the attorneys will be required to conduct themselves with integrity and civility in dealing and communicating with the court and all parties. Now, that's really not an issue, I suspect, for just about everybody in this room, but I think we've all had the unpleasant experience of dealing with someone on the other side who may be less than civil than we would prefer them to be. So various groups, consisting primarily of trial lawyers on both sides of the docket, and Tex Abbott in the Supreme Court, all came together before the session started to think, to come up with an idea of this civility language being included in the oath. And it passed unanimously. There was no controversy one way or the other. And I guess it shouldn't surprise you that it was unanimously passed in both chambers of the legislature where civility reigns supreme, right? So, after all, no one can be opposed to civility as long as you're imposing civility obligations on somebody else. But